Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And as I do each Thursday, I like to kind of send you off into the weekend with something to think about, to ruminate on, and to really go a little bit deeper than just the idea of feeling good or getting motivated, pumped up, whatever works for you. I want to talk about something that's super important as an entrepreneur. Yesterday, if you guys joined me, I did a Facebook Live, and I talked about something that personally to me is a big problem with entrepreneurship. And I was talking about how we have a tendency, or I shouldn't say we, it's not we at all. There are certain people that call themselves entrepreneurs that like to shame employees. They like to shame employers or just employment in general. And I think that's sad because they're missing the point. And really, the point of entrepreneurship is not to have this elitism. The point of entrepreneurship is not to think of ourselves as better. The point of entrepreneurship is to be a problem solver. I'm reminded of a very powerful quote by a great man. The quote is, "Launching a business is essentially an adventure in problem solving." That was said by none other than the great Sir Richard Branson. You see, I like the choice of words. Launching a business is essentially an adventure in problem solving. It's not about showing off. It's not about getting rich. It's not about firing bosses. It's not about retiring spouses. It's not about any of that stuff. All of that can be a byproduct of what you do as a problem solver. Being an effective problem solver is not only a requirement in business, but it's a differentiator for creating a quality of life. It literally creates a higher quality of life, not just for other people, but also for yourself. If you're a problem solver, people will flock to you. They will clamor to be around you. Now, you don't have to be MacGyver, okay? You don't have to be some rocket scientist in order to be a problem solver, but you do need some key characteristics, okay? Let's just put it that way, characteristics. There are certain things you have to have, and if you don't have them innately, you can develop these. You can actually create these in your own life. So to be a great problem solver in business or in life, doesn't matter what it is, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an inventor, whether you're a writer, an artist, a musician, hell, even an athlete. But specifically as a business leader, in order to be a problem solver, you got to be curious. You have to have a sense of curiosity. You have to have this sense of awe. You have to be able to look around the world and say, what is it that I can do to help other people? What's a real problem that's going on right now that needs to be addressed? How can I solve this, or how can I provide a solution to that problem? That's what I was talking about last Thursday, or yesterday. Yesterday, when I was talking, I see it as a huge problem. If you start alienating people through ego and arrogance, that does not make you a leader. That makes you a freak show. And I want entrepreneurs to be awesome. In fact, I want the world of entrepreneurship to be amazing. As an entrepreneur myself, I'm here to fight for and defend that world. And so that's why I'm curious. How can I make the world a better place? Where do you see problems? Where do you see challenges that need to be fixed? Where do you see answers and challenges that need solutions? That's the question. Where do you see challenges that need answers and solutions? Think about that this weekend. Another key characteristic that you have to be a problem solver is you've got to be a good listener. We live in a world that seems like one big, gigantic megaphone. Everybody's talking. Everybody's pointing fingers. Everybody's giving their opinions, but very few people are actually listening. You want to be an amazing influencer? Be a great listener. You want to be a great leader? Be a great listener. You want to be a world-class entrepreneur? Be a great listener. Period, end of story. You have to be able to remain objective. You have to be able to take some of the emotion out of it. You have to be open-minded, and you have to be a little bit relentless in order to be a problem solver. You got to be relentless. Most people quit at the first sign of resistance, at the first sign of rejection. They become complacent when things aren't working out the way they want them to. They think, you know what, there is no solution to this. It's too hard to think about these things. I'd rather just take the easy way out, sit on this webinar, and buy this new thing that's going to hopefully drive traffic to my website. They're not really looking to solve any problems, except for their own, maybe. The key to it is you really want to differentiate yourself, become a great problem solver. Become increasingly, here's the thing. If you can become increasingly curious, if you can develop this sense of being a problem solver, not only will you become very valuable, you're going to become very rare, okay? Because to me, I don't know, maybe you've observed this, but it seems to me these days more and more people are adding problems rather than solving them. Think about that. How many people in your life do you know right now are problem solvers? And how many people do you know are adding to the problem? Or maybe just passively watching the problem. It's not that they're necessarily adding to it, but they're certainly not trying to solve it. Probably the vast majority of people fit into that last category. So think about how rare, how unique, how special, how valuable you will be if you work to become a problem solver. Because not only are problem solvers rare, but they're highly coveted and they're in demand. So how do we do it? How do we become a great problem solver? Number one is you got to get good at identifying the problem. This weekend, I want you to slow down and think about some of the obstacles that you've experienced. I want you to think about some of the challenges you've gone through. I want you to think about some of the things you've observed in other people, not from a place of judgment. Okay, not from a place of judgment, but from a place of going, that's a problem. That's a problem. If you can be objective and if you can see it for what it is, then you can become a better problem solver. But that's the problem. We have to pull ourselves away from it, take some of the emotion out of it, not make it about making other people wrong, but about finding a way to make things better. That's the mark of a true leader. That's the mark of a problem solver. Next, we got to get good at identifying the opportunity. Okay, so listen, it's one thing to point out the problem. It's another thing to present an opportunity, to present a solution. One thing I always tell my guys, and I remember this when I was flying in the Navy, I'd have my maintenance folks or the people that worked under me, my employees, if you will, they would come to me and they'd have a complaint. And I don't mind that. If people come to me and they've got a problem and they say, hey, this is a problem, my solution or my charge, I should say, my challenge to them was, listen, if you see something wrong, I want to hear about it. I have an open door policy. As your division officer, I want to know what's wrong. And I also want to know what you would suggest we could do better. A lot of complaining, a lot of bitching and moaning goes on, and not too many people thinking of solutions. It's very easy to call certain people idiots or to call people wrong or to say this doesn't work. But unless you come up and you have a solution, then you're just adding to the problem. You're just adding fuel to it. Be a leader. Come up with a solution. Where other people see problems, leaders see opportunities. So the question that I want you to consider this weekend is, how can you turn a challenge into a win? Not just for yourself, but for other people. How can the challenge end up being a good thing, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity maybe to come together, an opportunity to rise above? Think about that. Next, we got to get good at reverse engineering. My wife is probably the single best reverse engineer I've ever met in my life. She is somebody who can take a look at something and build it backwards. She can break it apart into its smallest pieces and then put it back together again and say, this is how we can move it forward. Doesn't matter whether it's a sales funnel, doesn't matter whether it's a philosophy, it doesn't matter whether it's something simple like we can't get the DVD to work. She can figure it out. She can reverse engineer it. And that's what great problem solvers do. They recognize patterns. They break it down into small components, small pieces. Then they put it back together again in a semi-logical and even intuitional manner. I'll talk more on intuition. You know what? I'll talk about that next week because I think intuition is super important. So make sure you tune in next week, and at some point I'll get to it. I might even tell a story about the time intuition saved my life. I'll have to think about that. Anyway, you got to get good at reverse engineering problems. If you want to be a problem solver, you got to get good at reverse engineering, not just the problem itself, but the solution. It's a little bit like taking the Rubik's Cube apart and putting it back together again. So important to be able to do this if you want to be a great problem solver. You got to be willing to take chances. You got to be willing to take risks. And you got to be willing to be wrong. Oh, man. If we had more people in the world today that were willing to not just be wrong, but admit when they are wrong, I promise you we'd have a smoother running planet. Period, end of story. But here's the thing. It calls us to put aside our ego. It calls us to explore all options, even the ones that go against our hard beliefs. You might believe something is super wrong. You might believe something is just bad. The question is, have you ever challenged that belief and asked, where did it really come from? Was it societal? Was it cultural? Was it something you were raised with? Does it necessarily make it wrong, but does it necessarily make it right? That's the real question. As an entrepreneur, you have to always be asking that question. I can't tell you how many times I see people fall for the same hype and BS over and over and over again. Yesterday when I was talking about don't believe the hype, I'm not making it out to be wrong. If you love hype and you love BS and you love all that stuff, go and drink the Kool-Aid. But if you want to be a real leader, a real influencer, you have to think critically. You got to be asking the question, exploring all options, seeing the value in the trial and the error and making mistakes, being willing to admit when you're wrong. That's what I'm talking about. And I think if we did more of that in our marriages, in our relationships, in our business dealings, in our marketing, admitting when we're wrong would go such a long way, not just to making people think we're great. Hey, that person's being real vulnerable. They're being very authentic. They admitted when they were wrong. But it would actually prove that there's real people out there, not just the hype meisters, not just the BS dealers, right? So that's what I'm talking about. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to go on a hunch. It's okay to try to solve a problem and have a theory that doesn't work out. When you're wrong, you just admit it and you move on. It's not the end of the world, folks. The ego doesn't need to be propped up. The ego doesn't need to be kept alive. The heart, the soul, that's what needs to be kept alive. And if you can bring more heart and soul into business, you will differentiate yourself from all the other people out there and be seen as somebody real. And finally, to really become a great problem solver, you got to be able to calibrate your expectations. You may not solve the problem on the first go. The first draft of your solution may not be your best. You may try things, they may not work. You may try things and they work spectacularly well. You may come up with an idea that people completely reject. You may come under fire. You may have people tell you how wrong you are and tell you what a complete fool you are for thinking the things you think or coming up with the solutions that you think you're coming up with. They may even tell you that the challenge or the, quote, problem that you're creating a solution to isn't a problem after all. After all, this is the way we've always done it, right? This is the way we've always accepted things. Why are you coming in here to rabble-rouse? Why are you coming in here to shake things up and rock the boat? You got to calibrate your expectations and realize you won't always be adored or appreciated or even acknowledged for the solution that you create. But that's not the idea. To be a problem solver means we're willing to take ourselves out of the equation. It's not about us. It's about the solution to the problem. It's so powerful. It's such an amazing gift to give to the world, to give to the marketplace, to give to our customers, our clients, our partners, and especially our families. So this weekend, as you go into the weekend, think about how you can become a better problem solver. Get good at identifying the problems, outlining all the obstacles, being objective and seeing it for what it is, and coming up with suggestions for how to do it better. Get good at identifying the opportunities and realizing where most people see problems, leaders see opportunities. We see a challenge as being a good thing. We see it as an opportunity to get stronger, to get better, to find a better way. Get good at reverse engineering things. Get good at seeing the patterns. Get good at pulling yourself away from it emotionally and saying, how does this thing really work? And is that true? Be willing to put the ego aside. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to explore all options, even the options that may go against your hard-lived, hard-earned, and hard-defended beliefs. And be ready to calibrate the expectations that come with every journey. The expectations of creating solutions to problems and challenges that people have said there is no solution to. Calibrate the expectation that you can and will become the solution provider. Because a lot of times people think, that's not me. But what if you expected yourself to be? What if you started seeing yourself in a different light? It's the first step to greatness. Become a great problem solver, my friend, and you will become the person that people flock to, the people that they clamor for, the people that they say, that is the leader that I want to follow. My friends, this call is a wrap. It is my great privilege, it is my great honor to come at you each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on the MOB Daily Power Up Call. Looking forward to doing it again on Monday. Go out this weekend and have an amazing weekend. Do the things you love doing. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.